So hello and welcome. You're joining me for a very special episode today of The Erica Glessing Show. I have two global superstars in wealth. I am just stunned and amazed that they took the time out from their busy lifestyle to come hang out on this podcast. So this couple, they teach benevolent capitalism. And they really shift the energy around money for people all around the world. They've written some wonderful books. If you haven't seen that, and they have a new podcast. So welcome, Stephen and Chitisa Bowman. Hi.
Hi, Erica. Thank you for having us.
I'm just thrilled to have you. I'm almost like kind of like, let's just get into it like really hard, really fast. Like, let's give people like really difficult tools, but that's probably not the best way to start. What do you think stops people from just enjoying wealth or being comfortable with wealth? What do you think? What's that kind of that sticky place?
Thinking that it's difficult and thinking that they don't know. Having no, you know, choosing not to actually tap into their awareness, and also not choosing to educate themselves in all manners, and not buying any of it as real either. So it pretty much covers it.
And most people tend to buy this reality as real, and they're trying to fit in, trying to be like everyone else, instead of trying to create their life from totally different space, because we all have capacity to be, do, have, create, and generate anything with ease, but we have to be willing to choose it.
Yeah, you know, healers, for example, often buy into, I'm working in this area, I can only earn this much because that's what everyone else is earning. And just by that very point of view alone, people stop and limit what else is possible, and the creation cannot happen from that space of point of view.
You know, that was such a big aha for me when I stopped trying to look at what everyone else was charging. And I was like, okay, let's not look at that. Because that whole thing of, I can't charge more than, say, $60 an hour, or I can't charge more than this or that because of the market. Let's just ask people to really look at that now and tell me what might be a different question when someone is setting up their business and seeing how to expand their business.
Well, what if setting up their business wasn't where you had to start at a low end and work your way up, but you actually started to look from the space of a benevolent capitalist, which is very much looking at, okay, so how can I organically grow? What is it that I can be, do, have, and generate that will actually organically grow both myself, my business, and everyone else around me? It's that last bit that's important. And what would it be like if money was a part of that and not excluded from that? We see far too many people that actually work really, really hard to exclude money from the things that they're interested in doing. So what if that wasn't so?
And the key thing that limit most entrepreneur and the self-employed people is just financial awareness. Most people start the business without educating themselves about finance. And it's so easy, but they think it's too hard. So they just have a great ideas for business and just jump in to do it without expand that awareness about finance and be willing to educate themselves about money and finance.
You know, you've used this term a couple times, and we used it in the intro. And I'm just curious if you could just jump in for a minute and tell us a little bit more about this term, benevolent capitalism, because I think capitalism itself has so much baggage. You know, like I was raised by two artsy writer TV producers, and you know, people with money were just sort of suspicious.
Yeah, well, that's why we've put those two words together. This is why this has become a global movement over the last couple of years. Benevolent comes from the ancient Latin words bene and volent. Bene, wishing well, volent, for all. Capitalism comes from the ancient English word of capita, which used to mean people who would grow their per capita of stock and they would and the cattle and the stock would just, you know, regenerate and grow and get larger. So wishing well for all whilst organically growing your business is really what benevolent capitalism is about. It's about including others, not excluding. And it's about, so what is it that we can be, do, and have that will actually create change where change is required? Mm. It includes money, it includes wealth, it doesn't exclude anything.
It's all about wishing well for all. So if you in business of any form and you judge that being capitalist is wrong, then you're never going to make money, because capitalism in itself is not wrong. It's the judgment that people have about it and the things that people sometimes do with anti-consciously that create the wrongness in capitalism. But capitalism is not wrong. So that's why we're trying to introduce to people that you can do a greatest good. You can be a catalyst for change for different possibilities. If you can combine both being a capitalist and being benevolent, because you can use your money to create greater possibilities in the world, you can create more change and you can create greater possibility for everyone concerned with money rather than without money.
And this doesn't mean that you go out and try and save the world, because that's never worked and never will work. But what if you could use your money to create change in your family? What if you could use money to create change with your partner? What if you could use money to create change with, and then fill in the blanks? Because that really is the purpose of money, is to help facilitate change. And if you start to look at money not as something that is, you know, that everyone else has but you don't, it's dirty, if I make too much money then everyone's going to come after me, they're all just judgments. What if you actually started to view money as the oil that greases the possibility of change?
Ooh, and the key thing I would like to point out.
Yeah? Sorry, Chitina.
The key thing I would like to point out to that to become a benevolent capitalist, you don't have to work in a major organization or you don't have to run the corporation. Everyone can be a benevolent capitalist. It's a state of being.
What if you were being that with your children? What if you were being that with your parents? And it's, you start to look at it. What if you were being that with yourself? And one of the great tools that we find is just to tap into the energy of what would a benevolent capitalist be, do, and have in this situation.
Tap into that and then just
see what comes to your awareness. And there's no right way or wrong way, but everyone will do it differently. But just knowing that it's possible is 9/10 of the battle.
Well, I just can't believe how fast this went. It felt like I could just interview for 7 or 8 hours and I'd still be like exploring new frontiers. So I want to encourage everyone to go over and I think just buy some books by Stephen and Chotisa Bowman. And I will put their websites up on theericablessingshow.com. And just let us know how can we reach you. And thank you for joining us all the way from London today.
A great pleasure. We're heading off to Australia tomorrow, so good timing. So the best way to contact us would be through www.thetwobowmans.com, which I'm sure you'll put out on your material as well too.
Absolutely.
And you'll see a whole lot of stuff in there about Right Riches for You and a range of other things in there. And there's also contact details if people require that.
Oh, thank you so much. And you guys just have a fabulous day.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you, Erica.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.